New legislation could let hundreds of thousands of Michiganders get their criminal records cleared. Supporters say it would be good for the economy and society because expungements have been shown to improve employment and housing options. Michigan Radio's Lauren Janes reports.
Yvonne Hassan loves to talk about her kids. Her daughter works in healthcare. One of her sons is in the Air Force. Her youngest is studying mechanical engineering. Hassan wears her glasses low on her nose as she looks through a stack of legal documents. They've piled up over the last 15 years, ever since she was labeled a felon.
This brings up a lot of bad memories.
Hassan says back in 2004, a couple of girls were bullying her daughter. The prosecutor says she threatened them with her car. She was convicted of two counts of felonious assault with a dangerous weapon.
This is the entire bench trial that went on. And I've kept it all because, like I say, I've been trying for 15 years to get it off. And so if anybody doesn't believe what I say, I can say, here's the proof. Here you go. But it hasn't helped.
But under new legislation, she could ask a judge for an expungement. And Hassan says that would change everything for her. She doesn't have a job right now and feels stuck in the house she rents. The house has exposed cement flooring in the living room and a crumbling driveway. Hassan says she always worked, but after the conviction, no one would hire her. She says she went on state assistance to survive.
I can remember the first time that I used my food stamps at the grocery store. I'm sure the clerk thought, what's wrong with this lady? Because the tears were just running down my face. Because I'd always prided myself that if my family needed financial help, I had a job, I would work two jobs sometimes. But I couldn't do that anymore. So I had to be really a burden on society at that point.
Law enforcement can still see someone's convictions after an expungement, but the criminal record becomes invisible to employers and landlords. The new legislation would make more crimes eligible for expungement. It would shorten the waiting time to get misdemeanors expunged, and it would allow for some convictions to get automatically cleared from someone's record. State Representative David LeGrand is a Democrat from Grand Rapids. He's sponsoring one of the six bills. He says they have bipartisan support.
Everybody who understands the policy here sees that this is good for employment. It is powerful anti-poverty legislation.
And the research appears to bear that out. Sonia Starr is a co-author of a University of Michigan study on expungements. It found in the first year after getting an expungement, a person's wage goes up by 23% on average.
And I think the public as a whole is better off if we get people with records into jobs and housing and schools, loans, like all the things that will allow them to build productive lives.
Law enforcement and prosecutors say they're on board with the idea, but they have concerns with automatic expungements. Under the automatic process, people would not have to petition the courts. Certain criminal records would be automatically cleared through a digital algorithm after a period of time. Bill Valancourt is the president of the Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan. He says he wouldn't trust an algorithm to differentiate someone who deserves an expungement from someone who doesn't.
For example, a generic malicious destruction of property might involve vandalizing a car. Nobody'd have a problem expungements there. But it might also involve vandalizing a church with racial epithets.
Valancourt says you've got to have real live humans making those calls. Yvonne Hassan would not qualify for an automatic expungement, but the legislation would let her petition a judge to get her two felonies cleared. Hassan says she wants to work, but the only work she can find with two felonies is in manual labor. She got sentenced to 3 years probation, no jail time, but she says her actual punishment has been much harsher.
I have served a 15-year so far sentence, and if this expungement law does not pass, it's a life sentence for me.
Since her conviction, Hassan got her associate's degree in graphic design. She hopes one day she can apply for a job and know she'll have a clean background check. I'm Lauren Janes.